All right, we're going to talk about the carbon tax, the impact on it in my life, and what it's looking like here in Canada, and what the impacts are. Let's roll the clip.
We'll have to get back. But you did a broader economic analysis, and this looks at how an increase in the price in carbon seeps through the economy and the economic dampening effect it can have, especially in fossil fuel reliant economies, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Newfoundland, and Labrador. What's the net out of that? How does that affect Canadians overall by 2030?
Well, when you look into the impact of a carbon tax that will rise to 170 ton per carbon per CO2 equivalent, then it starts to have impacts on the economic fabric. For example, if you're a transportation business, you rely presumably quite heavily on fossil fuels. So a carbon price that will be $170 per ton will have impacts on the fossil fuels that are an important input into your business. So this is expected to have significant impact on the economy as a whole, but also on specific sectors. So once we take that into consideration, we find that most households will be worse off with a carbon tax than they would be without a carbon tax.
Okay, so explain to me how you get to that calculation, because if I'm getting back more than I'm paying out, which your first analysis shows, I'm better off. How does this overall economic hit affect an average household in terms of them certainly putting them into a negative situation when it comes to carbon pricing?
And that's a very good question. So a carbon tax will have implications for various sectors. For example, if you are, as I mentioned before, a transportation business, you're a trucking company, for example, the input that you have, labor, capital, fuel. Fuel will be much more expensive. So the business is potentially going to be slightly less competitive, could be in need of retrofits for the trucks, different types of trucks, more fuel efficient. That will have impacts on the company's bottom line. So that's one specific example. But at the level of a sector or an economy, it's expected to result in slightly lower employment, employment income, and also investment income. For example, as a shareholder, if you invest in oil and gas corporations or in the transportation sector, to use that example, the returns are very likely to be slightly lower than in the absence of a carbon tax. So that's how we compute the economy-wide impacts, and we can transfer these to households, groups of households.
Does your economic analysis look at the opportunities for growth in the clean transition? We just saw a pile of money in the budget for big investments in that. Can that offset this negative impact by 2030? Is that based into your calculations anywhere?
It's not in our calculation for one simple reason. We know what the fabric of the country, economically speaking, is right now, and we can reasonably model it between now and 2030. But we don't know exactly what will be the rate of adoption of new technologies or what will be the exact behavioral changes of utility companies, for example, in the way they generate electricity. So it's very difficult to model changes for things that are not yet known, that have not yet been implemented.
Okay, we just watched the Parliamentary Budget Officer talking about how Canadians are going to be worse off with the carbon tax. The first thing that you want to look at is what's the purpose of taxes in the first place? And they're really to do one of two things. Either they're to enrich the king. You know, historically we would know that the king or queen or whoever would impose the taxes. That's because money has to come back to the crown. The other side of it is it's meant to be sort of like an incentive. Hey, we don't want you to, or deterrent rather, we don't want you to go down this road. We're going to tax this so that you don't do this habit. You want to look at our tax code. Anything in our tax code that they're applying taxes to is really because they're trying to dissuade you away from that direction, which is why some of the best businesses learn to move in other directions where instead of taxing you, they actually incentivize you. And so what the Parliamentary Budget Officer is saying right here is the current government in power does not want you using these types of fossil fuels. They don't want businesses to be created that use these types of fossil fuels. Now, the other thing, I hope you caught it, is that he also mentions they don't actually know what the benefits are of that, of these choices. So they're really surmising, they're presuming that if we go down this road, that people and businesses hopefully will be better off. Now, what does that mean for us as investors? Here he flat out says, investors will have less money. So they've made it very clear that part of this plan is to lower the amount of investment into our economy, to lower, he said clearly that we will have loss in jobs. And so they know that these impacts are going to happen, but they don't really know what's going to happen on the other end. So without going down some conspiracy theory, what did the parliamentary officer just tell us? He said, we're going to tax the rich. And by that, by when he says rich, he means everybody. He means everybody. He's not just talking about people that are rich, but he says everybody. And then we're going to choose who we're going to give some money back to. So, you know, historically speaking, that would have been buying votes, because they're going to choose who they want to give money to rather than really making sure that they're advancing the needs of all Canadians. Okay, I want you guys to hear something very carefully that the parliamentary, the budget parliamentary officer just said here. They don't know what the impacts will be, what the benefits will be. They've actually not done the studies, is what he just said. So they're presuming that. The part to understand is that they have put forward an agenda for the environment, for you and I, saying this is what we need to be concerned about. But they don't know what that impact is. So they're going to go ahead and tax it. And what you really need to hear in that is that they know better than you do. They know better what to do with your money and my money than we know what to do with it. Now, perhaps in certain situations, we could say that that was true. But how are they going to say it without having even done the studies to know what the benefits will be? And I'd love to say that this issue was really about climate change, that this issue is really about the environment, but this issue has nothing to do with the environment and everything to do with the government knowing better than you do. What's the difference when your government says that it can choose better than you can, and having a king or queen that says, send us the money because we're your king and queen? In both scenarios, they want you to know that they're in charge. And this is the first time in a long time that I've seen that in our country here in Canada, that they are promoting that they know better than you in something that they haven't even done this day. So don't get mixed up. Don't get lost in thinking this is really about the environment. What it really comes down to is control. If this was really about the environment, there would be taxation on the types of fuels that you don't want Canadians to use, and incentives on the fuel that you want Canadians to use.
The carbon tax for oil heating proved everything he said for 8 years about the tax is wrong. It's not worth the cost. He said that the tax would make people better off. He's now admitted that that's not true. He said it's about the environment, but he leaves the tax on lower emitting and more environmentally friendly natural gas. And now he's dividing Canadians based on where they live. So will he stop creating two classes of Canadians? Will he take the tax off all so Canadians can keep the heat on?
The goal from the very beginning of our fight against climate change and the price on pollution was to put more money in people's pockets and encourage protecting the planet. And that's exactly what we've seen over the past number of years. As a step, one of the things we are targeting right now is home heating oil, which is used right across the country, primarily by lower income residences, and they pay more for home heating oil than you do for natural gas, and it's dirtier and more emitting than natural gas. Right. So we are going to provide free heat pumps for low-income families in provinces that are willing to participate with us and drive down emissions.
He admits that he's keeping the tax on cleaner and lower emitting natural gas. This is clearly not about environmental science, it's about political science. And that political science with him is always divide and conquer. Tear the country apart to serve his own narrow personal interest. Does he not realize that what he is doing is not just bankrupting Canadian households, 14% of whom are living with unsafe temperatures because of higher energy costs, but he's actually tearing our national unity apart.
Mr. Speaker, what we see from the Conservatives yet again is misinformation. The price on pollution applied to natural gas does put more money back in the pockets of 8 out of 10 Canadians across the country. That is what the Leader of the Opposition refuses to recognize. When Canadians receive a climate action incentive check, that more than compensates for 8 out of 10 households across the country than what they spend on carbon price with natural gas. It doesn't apply that way. That math doesn't apply on home heating, which is why we're phasing out home heating oil by replacing them with free heat pumps for low-income Canadians.
Look, that's such a load of garbage. I don't even know where to begin. Really, you're gonna give a sector of Canadians, really on the East Coast, and shout out and lots of love to all my blue nosers out in Atlantic Canada. They're gonna give heat pumps. A heat pump is not the fuel source. So they're still going to be taxed on the fuel source. If you're really trying to change people's ways, if you're trying to change their habits, then you put a tax on the fuel that you want them to stop using, and thereby making it cheaper to use the fuel that you want them to. If you want people to use natural gas, because it's better for the environment, then you don't apply a tax to it. This is as basic as it gets. Apply a tax to the fuels you want people to stop using. Even if that's oil and gas, you want to say that we want people to stop using, gas engines, diesel engines. Okay, fine. If that really is the direction that you want to go, then go ahead and put a tax on that, and thereby making it cheaper for people to buy electric vehicles and cheaper for people to have natural gas in their homes. Build a pipeline so we get our own Canadian natural gas across to the Atlantic provinces so they don't have to be buying heating oil from other parts of the world and thereby sending our dollars elsewhere. A heating pump does nothing. It's a one-time expenditure and does nothing for the ongoing expenses of Canadians. So I'm sorry, I just can't buy that line of garbage from our prime minister. And if you happen to be watching this, trying to tell people that they get a free heat pump, I'm sorry, they're still gonna have to pay the higher fuel costs because of your taxes. So don't act like you're somehow doing something good for even Atlantic Canadians. There's no benefit there. Again, they're coming back to saying, we can do better with your money than you can. He's saying it very clearly. We are giving money back to Canadians. Well, why did you take it from us in the first place? Instead of doing that and choosing who you want to give money back to, instead incentivize the types of fuels that you want us to use that are green energy, and go ahead and tax the other ones. Now you can go ahead and try to help out, give those rebates for people that want to change over from their current types of heating pumps. They want to change over from the types of fuel that they use. Maybe they get rid of oil and they get into electricity. I mean, I lived in Atlantic Canada for quite a number of years. Go ahead and do that, but stop telling me that you're going to take my money and you're going to spend it better than I can.